Will the price
this
of,
time? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Will the price of the renewals be upgraded? I mean, increased too.
The price of the renewals.
No,
I don't think they didn't. They didn't talk about increasing the price of any packs. And
okay.
A renewal is a pack, so no, there's no increase on pricing on that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great, great, great. Good question, because you get more value. I don't know if they're changing the products in those packs and everything, but that's not what I heard. So you're just going to get more value in your packs. Okay. So let's kick off and talk about what happened at this incredible. Yes. Uh-huh.
Two things. Can you speak at all about the support of Wealth Optimizer from corporate? And then secondly, if anyone has put into place the medical reimbursement plan that we worked on last fall, I would appreciate some help. It's Judy Bell. Thank you.
Let me answer the Wealth Optimizer plan. That comes out in the question and answer period they had down in Hawaii. And Manatech is still supporting it, but they will do a look-see in 3 months to see if it has enough people participating to continue to have that level of support. But, yes, it's still being fully supported by Manatech at this time. Judy, I think you're not off of mute. If you could, let me re-mute it. There you go. Okay, great. So anyways, that's the Wealth Optimizer status. The second thing you asked about, let me think, what was it here? My brain just went dead. You asked about, what was it, Judy? Get back. I forgot. I didn't write it down. The echoing got me shook.
Mary Jo, you did a seminar some time ago.
On the reimbursement, medical reimbursement plan.
Yeah, I just want to know if anyone's done it so I don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, well, the medical reimbursement, there are tons of people that are doing it. There's no question about that. I have lots of them in my downline. And if you guys want a special call on that, I'd be more than happy to do that for you, because now's the time to get that adopted in your organization so that you have the ability to take those deductions. Does that make sense to do a Monday call on that one for you guys, or maybe a short piece?
Yes.
Okay, great, because it's a huge deduction for you. You can deduct everything from everything under the sun. You know, any kind of deductibles on your insurance, your current health insurance you have, you can make that deductible against your Manatech income. It's just a huge opportunity for a great tax write-off. So maybe we'll just do I'll do a quick quip on that. There is a medical reimbursement plan posted on Manatrain website under the tax button, so you can get that as well. Right. But there are tons of people doing it, I can guarantee you that, and effectively. All right, so let's jump in and try to get through. I'll try to get through as much as I can. For all of you, you need to know that if you're regional or above, Manatech has made the entire replay of the conference in Hawaii available to you. So here's an opportunity for you to go actually listen to it. My outline today covers, what should I say, 95% of it, so maybe you get enough out of the outline, you don't feel like you need to sit down and listen to the 8 or 10 hours, however length of time it all is if you put it all together. But it is great to hear from, you know, some of the guys. I can portray the heart, but I'm not, you know, Rob Sinnott or Sam Castor, and they just did an awesome job. So let's jump in and just kind of review what happened in Hawaii. First of all, Al Bala kicked off the conference. He just talked about 2010 being truly a new decade. We're starting a new decade with 2010. And one thing that's really obvious for all of us in this world, especially here in the U.S., is that healthcare is going to be at the forefront of what we look at over the next 10 years. It's going to be it's a pivotal year for healthcare, not only from a governmental perspective in terms of what's going on in Washington, but also from a perspective of how do we solve this incredible problem that's causing epidemic issues in every single aspect of the American life, whether it's personal bankruptcies, whether it's corporate, you know, ability to compete, whether it's just looking at what's happening, being ranked 72nd in the world in the United States in terms of our health care. I mean, it's a crisis. It's a crisis here. And you may not be suffering it personally, but there's tons of people in this country, literally millions, that suffer from our incredible ineptitude in the healthcare industry. So the reality is that with what we see what's going on with Food Inc. If you haven't seen that movie, definitely get that and download it. You can watch it. It's available in many different places. You can rent it. It's a great movie to just give you better insight into what goes into our foods today. All the other things that we see, the trends are all leaning towards alternative medicine as an acceptance in our society. And that's what Al kicked us off with, and of course we all understand that. They even played Food Inc. down in Hawaii for people who hadn't seen it. And he talked about wisdom and the intrinsic value of things and what incredible value we have in our product, Amber Toast. Stan Frederick then got up and talked about, he kicked off with aloha. Aloha, and for those who don't know what that means, it comes from an ancient practice of Hawaiians where they used to, you know, in ancient times, they used to rub their noses together and breathe each other's breath. Alo means in the presence of, so that means in the presence of another, and then ha means breathe. So they breathe in the presence of each other, thereby rubbing their noses. And he just drew a connectedness with Manatech. What we do in Manatech is we breathe into other people's lives, and truly that is our mission, our servant's heart, and that's what Manatech is about. He talked about Jim Collins. Some of you have read his book, From Good to Great. He also has a new book out, which I'm about to get. I don't even have the name of it. I just got reference from it from management at Manatech, so I'm going to go buy that book today. But in Jim Collins' books, he says there's nothing more important to a company than its culture. And really, that's the gist of what we talked about in Hawaii. It was really about returning to our culture. What is the Manatech culture? What did we know about? And he says a few months ago, it was really clear to everyone that we had lost our path and we needed to reestablish our roots in Manatech. And the roots include the critical importance, elevating Amber Toast to the critical importance of what it is and what, you know, the glyconutrient technology and getting that back on track, as well as the acknowledging the people as being the power of this company. The people being people like all of you on this call today, you are so crucial to the health and the well-being of this company. And that was just an acknowledgement that somehow got lost in the shuffle over the last couple of years. Stan highlighted the process of then choosing our new CEOs, Rob and Steve, and both of these guys are both incredible men. He went through the process of how he, you know, they analyzed co-CEOs, is it a workable method, and found great news and researching all that and did a paper on that. And both men that have been chosen here, both Rob and Steve, acknowledge the need to honor the associates as they represent the power of the company, and that means you and I. And both men honor the culture of the honoring and the servanthood and the mission and the passion and the integrity of what Manatech always has meant in the eyes of all of us. And somehow part of this drifted over the last couple of years, and we're grabbing back to it. And the other important aspect of it is both men obviously honor Sam Castor. Steve Fenstermacher then got up. Of course, he's one of the co-CEOs. And by the way, I thought he was hilarious. I didn't realize what a sense of humor he had, but he came out and had us all rolling around laughing. He gave a review of the financial status of the company, and as we know, for the last couple of years, we've lost money at Manatech. We've watched the sales drop, although we're still over $300 million in sales on an annual basis, which is still phenomenal. But the cash level's gone down because of all the litigation and other expenses. We still have a healthy $16 million in cash sitting on the books. But as we know, we have a pivotal year ahead of us in 2010 to really help this company get back into profitability. That's our goal for 2010, is let's get this company making money again. And that has a lot to do with what you and I do. Two additional points Steve made. He said, number one, in his daily work process, he demands from himself the same level of excellence as our products have. So every day he evaluates what he did and how he did it. Did he meet that standard of excellence? The same as what our products at Manatech have. And that's the standard he applies, and he challenged all of us to apply the same standard. And secondly, the need to reduce our differences. In other words, it's critical for all of us to cooperate and to bring unity in this company. Our strength is from working together, and so we need to operate from the highest cooperative level that we possibly can. The next, Rob Sinnott came up and talked for a while. He talked at length about the need for us to, again, complement each other. He brought up JFK. He didn't use his name, but he talked about a president in the 60s, and he didn't even really give the quote, but he inherently told us that it's not about us asking what the company can do for us, but really what can we do for the company. That probably was one of the most impactful comments made for me personally, because I looked at it and I started looking at my life and I said, how has Manatech changed my life in the last 10 years? For some of you, 15 years, so for some of you, 2 years, for some of you, 2 months. But the idea of what it's done, what it did for my dad, what it's done for my health, here I am at 55, totally healthy, on no drugs, blood pressure 92 over 58, you know. I mean, do I know I would be where I am today without the Manatech products? Very unlikely. But, you know, some of you have major testimonials about your own health. But the other thing was how many people I've touched. I looked at the opportunity Manatech has given me to touch other people's lives and the changes I've seen in my life because of Manatech. And truly, in evaluating all of that, it really came to my head in a gigantic way. It is time for me to give back in a gigantic way, too. And as giving as I feel like I've been, I know I can give more. I know I can do more. I know I can have more enthusiasm. I can be more passionate about Manatech, and I can be more passionate about what I create in 2010 in my Manatech business. So to me, it was a real confirmation that it's time for me to step up in a bigger way. And that it's all generated from Rob Sinnott's comment about what JFK said. We have truly become a country that always looks for handouts and wants everybody else to do things for us, and I'm not sure some of us haven't said the same thing about Manatech over the years because we've been disappointed in maybe some of the results that have occurred. But the reality is what can we do to help strengthen this company and make sure this company is that company of destiny? And I truly believe it's in our hands as associates to create that. So let's make 2010 an incredible year. Rob Sinnott talked about his strategies that he's been thinking about, and of course he knows in his heart of hearts this is so right. He felt so comfortable taking over the CEO role, so honored because he felt finally he had a say in taking this company on the right path. And he isolated into three strategies, cutting-edge, scientifically validated products, and of course he's been instrumental in that for this company for years, useful tools and materials, a new area that he's going to apply the same standards he did in his process of creating great products. He's putting a system in place to make sure that we have the best possible tools, just like we have the best possible products, and then continuing on a path of global expansion. He highlighted to all of us the huge marketing advantages that we have, especially in the area of glyconutrients. We have a gigantic edge, and we are the glyconutrient leader worldwide, not just from a perspective of the first to have a product out there, but in the perspective of all the incredible science that we have established through independent third-party double-blind placebo studies and the continuous track record that we involve ourselves in fully understanding the intricacies of glyconutrient technology. It's just a huge marketing event for us in that regard. He talked about everybody being welcome at Manatech. We don't care if people come in just to share it with other people and share their love and their sense of well-being to allow people to open up the possibility they can achieve the same thing. Or people go out and really truly prospect and grow a business and put the energy around growing a business. We are open to both. We have an incredible company that allows us to create both kinds of businesses, any way you want to grow it. And the important thing, though, as he mentioned, it's just like anything else, and this hit home to me, that it's critical. In order to have a sustaining health in a business, you have to have a system. So it's critical for us to be disciplined with a required set of activities. And that's what so many times is missing in network marketing, because we get undisciplined because we don't have bosses. And it's about how do we add that discipline back in our lives. And let me tell you, this is a huge point for me. You might want to highlight it on your outline, because maybe it is for you too, that we're lacking in that area of discipline that we perhaps had in our early stages, and we've allowed that to fall off. And stepping back into it again is really critically important for us. And for those of you who haven't ever developed it, it's critically important for you to develop, to have a system and have a set of activities we do every day. And he used the word entropy because he's a scientist. And entropy is a state of that if you don't have a consistent flow of energy into something, it's going to collapse. And that applies in the scientific world, and it applies in our business as well. So an organized, systematic approach and energy that we continue to put into our business that allows it to be in a growth mode. I put down on my paper either green and growing or ripe and rotting, because that's how I look at that. And you've heard me give that quote out to you numerous times. He talked about Manatech's history. We need a continuous history. no organization, a successful organization, has ever gone without flaws. So, you know, things that happen and being attacked by federal regulators and all that kind of stuff, many people, you know, get on Manitech's case about that. But the reality is that when Manitech goes to, like, the Direct Selling Association, they hear from other companies, they go, join the club. It happens to all of us, you know, and on and on and on. It's just part of the testing cycle of a company. And Manitech's withstood it and still doing $300 million in sales, which is phenomenal considering what we've been through. And it's just a concept of let's get back and let's get make that part of our past and not let our past, those negatives control our future. So it's our inaction and our lack of response, proper response to those past activities that have hurt us. And we don't want 2006, which is where we kind of just walked away from our prior tenure in phenomenal history. So we need to reconnect back with our history. Who is Manitech? Who are we? The key to this is Ambertos. Only Ambertos is validated by the rigorous laboratory and human clinical trial studies. Out of all our products, we have a lot of studies and other things that have done, but nothing quite like Ambertos. And, you know, we're dedicated to remaining the undisputed leader in that field of glyconutrients, and it's incredible how much more is coming down the pike in that regard. He also talked about Manipul and where we are with that, including the companies that are making it and our control now over it because we bought that technology from the Carrington Labs that went out of business. So it's incredibly important that we maintain our ownership of that and understand the critical importance to Manitech as we move forward. Hearing the customer was a big topic for you know, Rob, and it's so great to hear from a guy who's a science guy talking so much business. Let me tell you, I so admire him. He talked about hearing from the customer that our business is not a top-down style but a bottom-up style. In other words, we need to bring all the ideas from the field. We really want to hear what people are looking for and needing out there, and we want to build it in the highest quality. In fact, that's what he kept continuously talking about was that he wants to bring the same level of quality to our tools and our materials and what we bring to the field as we do in our product line. And he said, he mentioned, and these were his words, focus on moments of truth. That's what we're going to be doing. In all of our production of tools and materials, we're going to be focusing on the moments of truth. And what are the moments of truth? The moments of truth are, number one, our approach. How do we approach others? Number two, our prospecting. It's the moments of touch with the prospect and what our follow-up is. Number three, the enrollment experience that we have with people, making that an incredibly powerful experience in and of itself and how we do an immediate follow-up and work with them. And then fourth, the ongoing customer service. We need to put an incredible level of critical importance to that. Rob felt that Wayne Bellavenis did a great job on the ongoing customer service but missed the other critical touch points, and we will not miss those points. He's going to do less things, but we're going to be doing them better, and that's a great news for all of us. So Rob's talk was just off the charts, hitting on all four cylinders, every point that you would want to hear as an associate in the field. After that, they had some recognition, three new Millionaire Club members, all from Canada, the LaRoques, if you know them, Helen Barton, and Eugene Fox. Those are the three that became members of the Millionaire Club. Then we went into Claire Zavelking, and we all know Claire. She's our VP of Marketing. She talked about what makes us different. Why are we different at Manitech? It's our passion we have for our fantastic set of products as well as our desire to share with others. How do we capture people's imagination? She introduced a gentleman, and I want to apologize for you. I took down his name. I heard him from stage. I wrote down in my notes, and I thought for sure as I was typing him up on Sunday that I would be able to find him on the Internet, and I couldn't find this guy. So I apologize up front that if I don't have the name of this man spelled right or his name of his company, but his name, they announced it, Jeff Swain, that's how they pronounced it, and from Storycast. And he was hired to help us build our storyline. So our branding, this is all about branding Manitech going forward. He interviewed 586 associates, 21 employees. He interviewed 28 of the top stakeholders in Manitech. He surfed the Internet. He researched all the websites out there. And he concluded in a quote, an embarrassment of riches, how rich our company is. But what have we done with it? Too many tangents, too complicated. How to get back to heart and passion that drove this company originally. Ambertos has been diluted with so many other stories, too many tools out there. This is his assessment of what we've become. And we're such a company with such richness, but we have allowed this. And he came up with one word in his process. And this word is to be what we call the purple cow. If you know what a purple cow is, it's a story so powerful that when you say it, it stands out like a purple cow would in a field of cows. Right? It's so distinguishable. It just jumps off. It's something that jumps out at you in such a demonstrative way. And he brought Claire back on, came back on the stage to tell us about the word. And the word that they came up with is our purple cow, which is the word real. What really evidences who Manitic is? Our integrity, our authenticity, our products, the integrity of our products, the integrity of our mission, all these things. And they came up with the word real. And I love it because I really believe it is who we are. We are real. And live for real is their new kind of statement. We're going to live for real. In fact, all of us walked away from it. I still have it on my wrist, a green band that says live for real. You know, like kind of like the Armstrong, what he did for the cancer research. Anyway, we have this in what Manna Relief had. We now have a green band that's around our wrist, and it says live for real. And live for real has three pillars to it, real products. And we're now going from core four to five because they're adding the omega-3s, which are so critical. Yahoo, I say to that because I've been preaching and teaching that, as many of you know, for years. And I'm so glad they're adopting that. So we have core five now. Real passion. We have a real passion, service, mission, manner, relief, purpose, integrity, all this passion that we have as a company, and real opportunities. Wellness, financial, touching others' lives. We have phenomenal opportunities with Manitic. So that's the new branding that you're going to see coming out of Manitic. And Claire gave us a whole laundry list of things, talking about everything from, you know, the website. They're going to have to be redoing the websites to, you know, new videos, new marketing materials, new, I mean, I could go on and tell you her whole laundry list. It goes on for about a page, but she talked about, you know, changing all the things to incorporate these three pillars in it. The story in print, the web content, product technology, packaging, graphic design, events, public relations, social media, customer care, employee training, associate communication, employee communication, cause marketing, all of these things she mentioned all need to be changed and brought into our new branding. So it's fun. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about seeing what Manitic is going to come out with it. And it looks like they're breaking all of this at Manifest. Just one more reason why we all need to be at Manifest. Then they brought Sam Castor on stage, and he, of course, fell in love with the real message. We already came out with real food technology. So the word real has already been a part of who we are since boot camp when they introduced us to real food technology. Now it's about our real brand, who we are as a company. I love it so much more. I looked at my sheet, and on one of the documents they handed out, it said wellness champion, and I kind of went, okay, so what do we do with wellness champion? But I really believe that this real concept is going to take over and take precedence. And when you look at the two new people that are running this company, you almost couldn't think of more real people. Rob Sennett and his integrity and his incredible humility. I it's just awesome to see this. And of course, Sam is so excited for both Steve and Rob because they're such incredible people to guide this company into the next decade. Rob also asked Sam to come back to the company. So Sam's going to now become an integral part of the company again, not in violation of the Texas AG by any means, but he's going to have a place, an office at corporate headquarters, and he's going to be a major player. And what he told Sam is he wanted Sam to focus on bringing the heart back, reestablish the heart, and the company will become impenetrable, were his words. It didn't matter what our challenges were in the past. We were all committed to the destiny, and that's what we're reestablishing in Manitic today. Real is a great word for us because it applies in so many ways. Sam went through about 50 of them, and Ambertos is truly the real solution for so many people. Here are some of the specific projects Sam will be working on. He's going to be rebuilding third-party materials. Remember the Atlanta Voice with Dr. John Rollins? Well, there are only like two sentences in the entire piece that are non-compliant, so they're going to reissue that. Dallas Weekly with Ben Carson, that's going to be a new one's coming out there. Number two, Global Malnutrition, the 21st Century Childhood Plague. we recognize today, and there's plenty of science out there, and doctors and medical professions, they're all saying, forget them, the lack of food in Africa and other places of such, lesser developed nations. But it's the lack of nutrition, because we've been feeding them and sending all this trash food over there, but it's not doing the job because it doesn't carry any nutritional value. So they're running a beautiful piece in Dallas Weekly called Real Problem, Real Consequences, all about this problem that we have to conquer. And, of course, phytobursts are going to be playing a main role in overcoming the lack of nutrition in foodstuffs, as well as other aspects of our real food technology. Sam also has interviewed Dr. Ben Carson, and a new article is coming out entitled Mainstream Medicine Embracing Integrative Health. Woo! And you bet you know what Ben Carson's going to talk about when he talks about, integrative health. He's going to talk about glyconutrient technology. The mother's milk story needs to be retold, so that's going to be coming out in a different format. Company of Destiny, some of you have seen the tape and you've seen, the book. They're going to be redoing both. Because, again, it was a terrific book. We've used it for years from Linda Castor, and there's just a few items in there that cause it to be noncompliant, so it's going to be reissued in a compliant way. And stories, testimonials. We're going to bring back testimonials in a huge way, of course, compliant. And when people ask me, what does that mean, Mary Jo? Oh, I can tell you one thing. We're not going to mention diseases. It's going to be disease-free. So it's going to be compliant, but we're going to do a big job of putting those back on tapes and getting those back out there in front of people and making them part of our meetings again, compliant to someone else. So exciting as all get out to see all this great new work coming out, and Sam's at the forefront of leading us to create all of those materials. The next person that spoke was Randy Bansino. He's the president of Global Operations, and he just talked about, number one, what drew him to Manatech, and I gave you a lot of those things in the outline. You can read through those. Obviously, we're a very different culture. Probably the most meaningful statement he made to me, because I'm not a classic network marketer. I never did this industry before until Manatech came into my life. But he's made the statement that we are classic. We are unique because we are not a we're not a company that uses products as a mechanism for a compensation plan. And I never heard network marketing described that way, but in reality, that's where a lot of these companies are. Rather, we're a company that has incredible products that just happen to result in terrific compensation for those who share. So the compensation is the aftermath, a secondary point to the incredible nature of what our products are. We're a culture of believers. The emotional embedded in our culture is giving. We all know that. And we always promote heart and servanthood versus the quick buck. So he just talked about, because of course we know his background is major Amway. He talked about expansion being crucial. One of the major countries they talked about was Mexico, because they've done so much due diligence down there. So I can't tell you that they're going to open Mexico in the next 12 months, but it sure sounded a lot like that. They also talked about opening in other European countries because we're already so entrenched over there. Two requirements in all of our countries we go into are going to be that we have to be profitable in each market and our expansion has to be very well managed. He also opened up the Global 2010 incentive, and as I told you earlier, we don't know where that is yet, but he did make the comment that don't be surprised if we aren't tying it to our new openings. So I'm just going to suggest to you, just if you ask my opinion today, but again, do not carve this in stone, but I would suggest to you that probably the U.S. incentive is going to take us to somewhere in Mexico. I don't know whether it's Acapulco or Cancun or whatever it's going to be, but my suspicion is that we're going to Mexico. But we won't know that. They said it's going to take a week to two to finish the quote-unquote baking of the incentive, so probably by Feb 1, everybody be aware of it. It's going to have the same kind of key components that we've seen in the past, an enhanced version of it, enrollment, activation, leadership, power bonus. It's not finalized as of yet, like I said, but it will be shortly. In the Friday closing, they talked about the pre-launch points, because they want to give you credit for everything that happens in business period 1 and 2. So just know that all the activities that you participate in this period and next period will count towards, points for the incentive. So you have 2 periods, not really. You have 1 week, this week and all of business period 2, to really work on, getting a jump start on collecting your points. The two components for pre-launch points, this is for pre-launch only, okay, so don't get confused on this. Pre-launch points have two components, enrollment and auto order. When you register a new person or reactivate a prior one, you're going to get points. All right, and those points, and reactivate a person that hasn't been ordering. That's for the last six business periods. So that would be business period 7, 8, 9, 10, or no, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So those six business periods, if they haven't ordered in the past six business periods, that would be for business period 1. I think it's a roll forward, but again, we don't have all the rules yet. But if you reactivate somebody in business period 2, that would mean it would be business period through business period 1 they hadn't ordered for the last six business periods. So you get points for that. You get in points for sign-up packs, and you also get the big points are going to come on automatic order points. 2 points for each automatic order during each business period. So technically, because they have pre-launch points, you have business period 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and you have business period 1 and 2. That's 7 business periods this is going to cover, including pre-launch. In effect, you could get 14 points on automatic order per person that you enroll. That's what it looks like. Again, we don't have any formal data on this yet, so don't write this down in stone. Just know that you know that you're going to be collecting points for getting people on automatic order, for reactivating people and all that. So what am I going to tell you to do today? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm sending out a letter today to over 1,000 people to get a reactivation letter. It's going to be from my heart. It's going to be about bringing this Manatech back to where we were, bringing us to our culture, who we are, not fighting with an identity that we didn't know what it was. We now know who we are again. We have got it back in unity with corporate on what this company is about, and I'm going to touch their hearts in a way that support them to get back on track. And I'm going to give a call to action in that letter, and it's going out today to over 1,000 people in my organization. That's my effort and energy around that. And it's not just because of the incentive, but it's because I feel that strongly about what transpired in Hawaii, that now I know this company again like the back of my hand. It becomes a known commodity. It becomes, you know, that same organization that I joined 10 years ago and put my time and energy behind. So I'm ecstatic about that. So I'm just suggesting to you, whatever that means to you, what does it look like for you? There's a letter out there that's being circulated that came out of Platinum, so you can contact your Upline Platinum to get a copy of it. And it's a great letter that you could use as a format to start your own letter, and it talks about remembering all the things that Manatech has done for us and trying to get that unity back and get people back on track. So if you'd like to get a copy of that, I could probably send that out as well. I think we have a copy of it. I know it went out in Marshall Howard's organization, but if you can't get it, definitely let me know. Maybe I'll just send it so I don't have to hear from all you guys. But
Mary Jo. Would you send your letter out, please?
I said, you know what? You want a copy of mine after? Because I'm going to redraft. So I'll send you both. I'll send you a copy of my letter that I'm sending out to, and I'll also send you a copy of what came out through the Platinums. Okay,
yes,
so I'll send you both, and you can pick and choose, but. But I'm just going to ask you to do one thing. Make sure you take it, and I'll put it in a format that you can do your own adjustments and edits of it. Make sure you do your own letter, because it's got to come from you. Your heart is what they want to hear, not Mary Jo's heart. And some of you go, "But Mary Jo, you say it so much better." No, really, you say it so much better, because it's you. I say it good for me because it's me, but you need to do it. I just ask you all to come from your own heart, and that's what's going to be effective for you. But I will get both of those out to you today, so you'll get those from us. Okay? Great, great. Thanks for the request. No problem on that. Now let's go on. So that took care of that was Tuesday. Like, that wasn't enough already, right? I mean, that would have been – I'm telling you, after Tuesday, I was on fire. I was ready to, you know, conquer the world. It was like back on – I felt this revitalization. I mean, it just, and I didn't think I ever lost it, but I really, there was some of it that was just an uneasiness with some of the things that went on, and I guess all of that left me. Wednesday, Claire came back out. Let's talk about some more things. She came out. She talked about the Oceline promotion. All of us on this call have already gone over it. I gave you that information a month ago, but that's still going on, I think, through the 1st of February. Some 1 month supply of Oceline, you get a 50% discount on a GlycoSlim. Second, new bars are available at Manifest. For those of you who came to Chicago, you taste tested them. I absolutely fell in love with the raspberry chocolate. It's to die for. The second and the top two flavors chosen were raspberry chocolate and the cherry. So those are the two they're putting out. And I gave you some specifics on it. Each of the bars has 150 calories. USDA organic, 8 grams of protein, kosher, gluten-free, preservative-free, no high fructose corn syrup. The manufacturer, what is it? Is it out already? Sorry, Lydia just interrupted me. We have the Atlantic Voice piece is completely new. I guess it just came out. It's available at www.theyesplan.com. Oh, no? Where is it? Oh, it's an entirely new. Oh, I'm sorry. John Rollins is on the call. He said the Atlantic Voice piece is completely new. We didn't just clean up the old article, but wrote an entirely new article. Okay, thank you, John. He's on the call, and he just sent that in by email so I could clarify that point. So we did, but it's a new one. It's not available right now, but it will be soon. Okay? Completely new. All right, sorry. We definitely want to. Okay, so back to our bars. Sorry for the interruption, but at least we got clarity on that point. Gluten-free, preservative-free, no high fructose corn syrup. I thought it was great the manufacturer used only solar energy in producing this. Isn't that cool? We have products now that are produced only using solar energy. Wow. The facility also processes no peanuts, wheat, or soy because we know that those things have high allergy contents, and even though a place could say, you know, we clean the machine, if they processed any peanuts, wheat, or soy anywhere in the facility, you can still have the allergens in the air. You know, particles of it can be still part in the machinery. These guys don't do anything with peanuts, wheat, or soy. So that's great news. So there's some good stats on it. The bar is called Simply Delicious. By the way, the packaging was incredible. You'll love the packaging. The cost is going to be $2.50 a bar on automatic order, $30 for a box of 12, and they are Simply Delicious. And I think at 150 calories, well, for some of us, that could almost be a meal replacement, especially for a breakfast or lunch. But you could do that with a GlycoSlim shake, maybe, I don't know, whatever you want to do. But they are absolutely delicious. You'll love them. So be at Mana Fest where they break, and you'll get your bars. Next, she talked about the new skincare line. Let's first talk about the old skincare line. It's currently available, and, of course, I use it at a couple of the products. I don't use all of them, but I use a couple of them. And the problem is that we can't continue with the manufacturer. There's just some other issues going on with our relationship with Haru. And so what's happened is we no longer have access to that. And Manatech's known that for almost a year. They knew they had to make a shift. And so for the last 12 months, they've been working in a new direction. They actually have now concluded that process. They've done all their testing, not just of the products, but the system. And we have a new skincare product line. When you look at global consumer trends, you're going to find that 68% want products that show immediate results. People want things now. Does that sound familiar to how we operate in this country? Everything has to happen as of, you know, like yesterday. And 90% want multitasking products. In other words, they don't want 10 products. They want to be able to have products that do multiple things so they don't have to put as much time and energy around all the different products. This gave us an opportunity to build a unique product line because we couldn't have access to the old one any longer. And they came out with a new product line. It's called Lift. The coloring is like a beautiful, different, like almost Lily of the Valley purple hue to it and white. It's an age-defying system. It's simple three-step routine. The main ingredient is called Jeunesse Siete. And what that means is it's youthful in French. It's a French word, and seven, of course, is, let's say, I keep shifting Spanish and French, so sorry, you guys. But siete is French for seven, and that's the proprietary main ingredient. It's a blend, a proprietary blend. It contains 30 botanical ingredients. All of them are paraben-free. And now we can truly call our products paraben-free. The price is $229 for five products. So the whole line is only five products. You get it for $166 if you use it as a sign-up pack. So they'll have a skincare sign-up pack. The five products are as follows: exfoliating cleanser, a multi-phase serum, a day moisturizer, a night repair cream, and a body lotion. Those are the five products. It sorts from the French Alps in Montreux-Millenite. Boy, I hope I got that one right. Anyway, and the other ingredients, zinc is for protect, silica for tightening, magnesium hydrating, copper for revitalizing. The timing is July is targeted for the U.S. and Canada, so you know what timing this is coming out. And then I gave you a comparison between our current line, Optimal and Lift, how many steps are in the system, the number of products, multifunction, clinical studies on each product as well as the entire system. Yes for Lift, no, we only had clinical trial studies on individual products for the Optimal line. Pricing is incredibly competitive. Now we've gone down from $330 to $229, which is terrific. Of course, we have two less products in that pack. Trehalose is in all of the products. In the Optimal line, it was only in four. The key ingredient, Genesse 7, where in Optimal is purified water. And then paraben, we can call our products paraben-free now instead of no added parabens. Both are non-comedogenic. Oh, I spelled that wrong, sorry. Fragrance-free and water-based. So just some good things that you'll know about the skincare. Know that it's coming out. Do we continue using our current skincare? Absolutely. In fact, I had somebody walk out of the meeting and she ordered like 10 packs because she said, I can't stand it. I don't want to run out of what I have. So, yeah, you don't need to load up on it, but you might think about it because we'll have a new skincare line as of July. And Manitech may run out of products. They're not guaranteeing they're going to have our entire skincare line in 100% inventory all the way through the time Lift comes out. Because as they go through and run out of products, they're not going to be remaking, 100 bottles of serum just to match up with the demand because of the excessive expense of that. So that's the story of the new skincare line. The next new, by the way, it's all been every one of our products has been professionally tested by the top skin testing agency, and they're located out of Dallas, and I think they have an operation in Denver or San Diego as well. Anyway, and they've all been individually tested as well as the complete system and come out with incredible results. So know that this is a project that they've been working on for over a year, and they've done all of the research and all of the testing on it as well. They're now in the process. There are a number of associates using the products in the field today that are giving feedback as well. That's their last step in the process. NewManitech.com, she just talked about getting that out. Landon Fredericks, and we're far from being complete on that, by the way. Landon Fredericks got on stage, talked about our need to all start coming from our heart again instead of staying in our heads and his experience around that and what Clemmer has done for him. It was a wonderful testimonial he gave from stage. He talked about Terry Petrick's survey. He also talked about the personal web pages. And he said, of course, we can't complete those until we get newmanitech.com up and running. So that's on kind of a holding pattern until New Manitech is up and running. Jeff Swain, this guy from Storycast who did all this help with our branding, then got on stage. And he talked about they're building a viral tool. I know that sounds funny for some of us who are technology gurus. The last thing I want is a virus in my life, but that's not what he means by viral. It means, internet, that they'll be traveling on the internet, World Wide Web, utilized on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that kind of stuff. They build a website where they actually have different presentations on it, and you can go there and you can pop off links, and you're going to be all of your actions and feedback and everything is going to be private and secure for you. So what you're going to have is like our story, and you're going to have numerous other presentations that you can link and send links out to prospects. And you're going to get feedback. It's got a feedback arc to it. And it's also personalized. So let's say in one of our presentations, there's a Wall Street Journal article they put up there. You can actually put your person's name in that article, transpose that into the article. So you can personalize the presentations. I mean, it sounds incredible to me. I can't wait to see it. I've talked to some of the NAC members who said the first tissue page, as they called it, or something, was awesome. So they're real excited about this, and I think it's going to be an amazing tool for us. And because what it does is it allows you now to have other people tell the story. You're going to be able to take it and send links to people, send people to the links, and then they're going to have be asked feedback. There's going to be interaction. There's going to be quizzes, call to actions, feedback. So you're going to get a feedback arc, and you can tap into that feedback. You can find out what they thought, whether they're ready or not, all these things. You can find out. Because those kind of questions and quizzes, things like will be asked of them as they go through the different presentations that you send to them. So you're going to have all of that. And again, you're the only one who has private access to their email and their information based on your account on that web page. So it sounds like an awesome tool. I'm excited about it. He showed us some examples of what they did. And it's all about heart. It's all about touching a person's heart, communicating from that, not just throwing out data, but coming from a heart. So StoryCast is going to be a great new tool for us. And we're looking at potentially getting this up and operating and available at Manifest. Another good reason to be at Manifest. Al Bala talked about the MAP program, and he just went through the critical importance of it. He also did a training on the MAP that I went to, which I didn't outline for you. But it's really terrific. I really loved and enjoyed his presentation on Thursday as well, going through how it works, you know, the whole concept of the eight core activities, the 12 daily activities, daily dozen, and then the concept of the system of meetings. And he gave me some real clarity about the system of meetings, about how I bring somebody new on. I have a home party. I bring somebody new on. The next thing I do is have a home party with him and have him do the invites and work with him. And then he finally does the training. So it's like, you know, we basically, you know, he watches you do it first step, and then he participates in it and does it himself, and then finally he becomes a trainer. And that's how you develop each one of your people as you bring them along. And as you develop more and more home parties, then you get into your local meetings, because that's the step he feels like he left out in his original MAP program, that you really got to start somewhere. You can't just start having a local meeting without already having some home parties going on. So you got to develop it's almost like developing the ground floor basis to support a local meeting, and then start having local meetings, and then have Super Saturdays. It just was great, everything he went through that to tell us how to stay in a systematic way. And Manatech has also come up with a presentation that's on the MAP website, so you can go there, and it's a presentation you can use. You can use it with, you know, just project it in your home. You can show it on a computer to somebody. It's a standard presentation, which is really very, very good. And go take a look at it, see if it works for you, so that you don't have to feel like you have to come up with your own marketing materials. And then he also talked about the third part of this, the system, and the third part is customer care program. And he's very anxious to support that and make it the best possible and help us in how we tackle that end of it. Keith Clark spoke for a while. He talked about that Nutritose is now dead and gone. Yay for a lot of you who've competed against this product. I know my people up in the Midwest had some problems with Nutritose. That's where I heard it probably the most. Tech Media is now totally out of the Glyco business. They had to pay us a $250,000 award that the judge gave us, as well as cannot build any products with Glycos as ingredients. And now the next step, that judgment was just issued when we were in Hawaii. Excuse me. Now they're saying they're tackling kind of competitive products where people maybe don't refer to the products as Glyco, but they're competitive products because Rob Sinnott has done the analysis of the ingredients, and now that's the next step for the legal department. After that, they went into open question-answer period. I'm not going to go through because we're done with our call today, but you can look at the outline and just kind of go through some of those questions that were just open question-answer period for presidentials to get up on a microphone and just ask questions that they might have, and some of those might be important questions to you. And you can look at the answers that were given. All in all I want to tell you people is we're back, and that's the best news, and it truly is great news, because it's just fun to feel like, you know, it feels like what I felt like 10 years ago, 9 years ago, 8 years ago, 7 years. I mean, I really feel this company is back and got themselves in the same kind of track that we were on before. The blessings. We wanted to be different. We need to be different because, you know, we made some mistakes in the past. But the difference with Rob at the helm, he's a guy who's all systems. I mean, it's all about structure. You know, we're not going to be issuing tons of marketing materials just out of air. I just really trust Rob Sinnott has got his hands around this, and he really means it when we're going to have, he says we're going to have less, but it's going to be better. We're going to be more focused. We're going to only put out the highest quality marketing materials, the highest quality products to match up with our highest quality products. And I see him really keeping a control with Keith Clark involved in every step of the way on legal processes. And I'm just I'm overwhelmed. I feel that we have a company that truly can lead us to that billion-dollar mark now and do it from the same passion and heart and sincerity and level of integrity that first turned me on to this company 10 years ago. So, people, I just want to tell you it was an awesome conference, the best I've been at. And I just look forward to 2010, and I hope you do as well. And I look forward to having all of you on the Monday call, and we're going to just do a lot of great things this year, so keep on participating. And by the way, one last moment before I let you all go, I did spend some time on the airplane reading the book, Leadership and Self-Deception, and I just want to tell you, it's awesome. You will love it, and it's so appropriate. I've already introduced it to some management at Manatech because I really feel like it has a gigantic play in network marketing industry. And it's really about how we are with people and how self-deception enters our lives so often, and we don't even see it. It's just really remarkable. And I'm starting to use it in my life on a daily basis just to just, you know, kind of like have a magic button that I press where I see myself going in that direction. And I think we're going to have fun with that book. Now, don't forget, that's next week. I think it's the last. Is next, what day is today? The 17th? No, 18th. Yeah. So next week is going to be the last Monday of the month, and we're going to be reviewing that book next week. So if you get a chance to read it, I'll take people contributing to it. I'll be drafting the outline and going through it with all of you and answering some other questions that you might have, but it's going to be a joint review session that we look at that book and say, what did it mean to you? What does it mean going forward? How best to incorporate what you learned from that book in your life? So I'm looking forward to that as well. So love you guys.
Mary Jo?
Yeah, Mary, any questions?
Before,
yeah.
Before you hang up, on Friday, Manatech sent out an email, which a lot of people didn't really look at thoroughly. So look in your email boxes, everybody. It's called the Inside Line from Manatech. And the reason a lot of people kind of didn't look at it is because for most people I talked to, the pictures didn't come out. But I clicked on the link, the very first one, which said Real Food Technologies.
Uh-huh.
And it opened up a beautiful page that has the five products. And it has a video with Dr. Sinnott and Dr. Boyd talking about Real Food Technologies, and it is really an excellent piece.
Great.
So if you
Great.
Missed it, go back and look at that.
Super. Thanks. Thanks, Dr. Yeah.
I have one other question here when you were talking about the incentive. Do you know if we do All-Stars, if we're going to get the 5 points, or are we only going to get one?
Yeah. Oh, no. Here, let me give you, because some people kind of balked at that at the meeting because they indicated only 1 point at the meeting. But remember, when they did that at the meeting, they were talking about pre-launch. Okay?
Right. That's what I'm talking
so
about.
I think in the pre-launch, perhaps you're only going to get 1 point, but clearly there'll be more points issued in the regular launch. They're just trying to give you some credit.
Okay.
For your activities in the pre-launch. So I think it's not going to be we're not going to get the 5 point. We're going to get at least 1 point for enroller packs in the pre-launch, and then once the launch takes place, it'll probably boost up to 5. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my interpretation of it, that they're not equivalent to what we get during the launch, but you're still getting tons of points, and you're still, what's most important is those auto-order points.
Mm-hmm.
So you might think about, if you have a play on that, here's a play on that. You might think about bringing somebody in as a customer, consumer, yeah. If they're not, instead of pushing the All-Star, and then when, the launch occurs, upgrading them to All-Star. I don't know. That's how you can really, get double points. You'll get the 1 point now, and then you'll get 5 points later. I see? We're not going to know the exact point system until, like, another week or 10 days, so good question, but you're just getting my interpretation for right now. Okay?
All right. Thank
All right.
You.
Yep. All right, you guys, go out there. Really, I think the most important thing, just like I said, is this week is dedicate to reactivation. I mean, if you just go out there and work your butts off and say, you know what, I'm going to try to get everybody back on track. We have such a great, that spirit's back. That's what you want to have transcend your downline. And just go after those people and see how many you can get reactivated and really set that as a big goal. And like I said, I will share my letter. I'll share the letter that came out of the Platinums as well. Both will be in your hands by this afternoon. So do it. Love you guys.
Thanks, Mary Jo.
Thanks, Mary Jo.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye.